Good evening. I am so glad you tuned in to Alaska Live tonight. I am your host, Lori Neufeld, and here with me, it is the cast and crew from Flot After Dark, Lizzie the Musical. And I'm going to let Jennifer Taylor take it away with introductions to, we have a huge number of folks here at the KUAC studios. So Jennifer, would you do the honors of introducing?
Well, I'm going to let them introduce themselves, cast members.
Oh, that's fine.
I am Rebecca Hunter, and I play Lizzie Borden.
Lizzie, welcome.
Thank you.
Or Rebecca.
Yeah.
That's what your mother named you.
Uh-huh. My name is Jill Rossolt. I am playing Emma Borden. I am Lizzie's sister.
All right.
I'm Amanda Hansen, and I play Alice Russell. I am Lizzie's friend and neighbor.
All right.
And I'm Jennifer Taylor, and I play Bridget Sullivan, the maid for the Borden sisters.
And I'm Todd Winky. I'm the director, and I'm also playing guitar.
Todd, your voice sounds very familiar. You are also a volunteer here. You do oldies shows. People love your all vinyl hours.
This is the vinyl vault edition of the oldies show, if that rings a bell.
Right on. Well, welcome, everyone. You also have a keyboardist, a drummer, and a bass player. Can someone introduce them, please? Or they'll introduce themselves.
I'm playing five-string bass for this, and I'm Keenan McCurgan. Yeah.
Welcome.
I'm Andrew, and I'm a drummer.
The drummer's always relegated to the back corner, so he's shouting from the corner. And the keyboardist.
And I'm Nola Hunter, and I'm the keyboardist.
Nola Hunter. Welcome. Well, it is so nice to have you all here. And Nola and Rebecca share a last name.
Yes, we do.
Is a mother and daughter here today?
Yes, it is.
Oh, great. Well, welcome. And what are we starting off with here? Are we explaining a little bit about the Flot After Dark, Lizzie the Musical, or are we launching into a song?
We can explain a little bit about Flot After Dark. And
let's do it, Jennifer.
Fairbanks Light Opera Theater always does community theater, and we usually do a couple main stage shows per year. And we started out with doing a big children's division, Flot Junior. And so all of us ladies here, we all work for the Flot Junior team. And one time a parent said to us, you know, how come you don't do anything for us? Because we always do kid shows. So we thought about it and we kind of made a joke. And then Jill and I waited patiently for the rights for this show. And then we launched Flot After Dark, which is kind of the PG-13 Flot show. It's done with a small theater, a small cast, a small crew. And for things, just a little more adult content.
Yeah. This one has some, what in our promo it said, murder, sex, and betrayal.
Yeah. And it has, I mean, there's not nudity or anything like that. There's language, it's language. Yeah. And there's some, you know, sexual references and things, but nothing that's explicit.
There's a lot of levels. It's not like a G.G. Allen show. But
Right on. Well, we'll get a bit of a taste of that. I heard during soundcheck some of these amazing songs that are from this musical. So we'll get a taste of that during this Alaska Live. So what's first?
The song is called, we're doing This Is Not Love, and this is Lizzie, one of her numbers, one of the earlier songs in the show that doesn't give away too much of the story. It's a very nice song. It's a lot of fun to play. So.
This is not love. I don't know what it is, but I know this. This is not love. You touch with selfish hands. This is not love. You speak in cold demands. This is not love. Whatever you take, it isn't giving. When I have no choice. What kind of life am I living? have no voice. I don't know what it is, but sometimes you say the words, but this is not love. After thought, apologies are not enough to make me believe, make me forgive you, repair the damage done. It's not enough to say you're sorry and still have your fun. I want to feel that I can fall and not be made to feel the fool. I want to look up and see the bright light shining through, to see arms outstretched to hold me, wanting nothing in return. Is it so wrong to want more than this? Because this is not love.
Heartbroken, that can be very dangerous, I guess, huh, Lizzie?
Yes.
So, I know that this cast is just really starting to gel, because you have your run is for the Lizzie, the musical is October 14th and 16th. That's the second weekend of October, and the third weekend of October. That's October 21st through the 23rd. So this is a definite preview of the show, huh, Jennifer?
Yes, it is. Yeah. we open on that Friday. We do run two weekends. It's six shows. Our show times are 8 o'clock on Friday and Saturday, 4 o'clock on Sunday. It is limited seating. So
how big is the house?
About 180 seats only.
Oh, that's very nice and intimate.
It is. It's at Dance Theater Fairbanks, so this doesn't involve a lot of sets. It's very simple. It's really based on the characters and the music and the development of the characters, and not a whole lot. There's some
and Dance Theater Fairbanks, is that on College Road?
That's on 7th. Yeah. Over by Saddlers.
Yep.
At the old
downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
So just
that's
a different venue. We
yes.
use it for other things, and it's just kind of a real intimate environment.
Cool. Well, I can't wait to see what you've come up with there. For you've got somebody doing your set and your sound and lighting and such.
We do. We do have a lighting designer. Uh-huh. Alex Gagne-Haas is doing our lights. He's worked with Jill and I when we've done quite a few shows before, and so he's helped us out a lot. And our sound effects are done by Amanda Maycumber. She is doing our sound effects that we have. We don't really have sound per se, because we're kind of doing everything kind of ourselves. It's a small group. And we don't have sets. There's really no sets. We have just a couple set pieces.
Well, I think that the music is really going to speak for itself. I've got a taste of it during that first song. Lizzie, Rebecca Hunter, you have a great voice for this, and you're playing Lizzie, and I think that you're going to wow the crowd there and wow
well,
us
you.
Today, too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you want to say anything more about the cast without giving anything away? I mean, I know that people know the story of Lizzie Bourdain, maybe, but what is it?
Well, I think if each of the characters maybe just describe their own kind of
sure.
style,
and if I could get them to
great.
Come over to this one, sure. That'd be great when they do that.
I'll start since I'm the closest.
Okay. You're listening to KUAC's Alaska Live. Here with me is the Flaw After Dark cast of Lizzie the Musical.
I'm Amanda Hansen. I play Alice Russell, and she was Lizzie's friend and neighbor, but she also testified in the court case, and some people think that she maybe wasn't so truthful, but we don't really know because it's unsolved. So
she testified in the court case of Lizzie. Talk about Lizzie in a little bit. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, neighbor. And
no
friend.
Problem. No problem. You're very friendly.
Up next, another great voice of the cast.
I'm playing Emma Borden. I am Lizzie's actually quite a bit older sister in real life and on stage.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, her sister was about 10 years older than Lizzie. And helped raise her, which kind of informs part of her character and the way she is.
And so, Jill, in real life, Jill, in real life, you and Rebecca are sisters. And not in real life.
Okay, in real life, I'm older than she is.
Got it. I'm like, because I can't believe you're sisters. I mean, you talk me into that by the looks. And, you're 10 years older than her in the show, and got it. And
yes.
All right. So you may know a little bit better than Lizzie in some cases.
Well, I'm not sure if I know better, but I do try to influence her.
All right. Well, thank you, Emma Borden.
Next.
I'm Jennifer Taylor, and I am Bridget Sullivan, sometimes called Maggie by the girls. I'm their housemaid, and I was there. I found Mrs. Borden when she was murdered. And sometimes it seems like in this show, Maggie, Bridget Sullivan, almost is in Lizzie Borden's head. It seems like a lot of things she does, it's like, is she really doing them? Does Lizzie think she's doing them? It's almost like I'm helping her, but I'm not helping her.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. A lot of the things I do and a lot of things I say, it just seems like maybe they're not really happening. Maybe they're all in Lizzie's head.
So you act as maybe a bit of a narrator to her, too.
That is actually the role. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. And we have Lizzie coming up to the mic.
Yes.
Played by Rebecca Hunter.
So I play Lizzie Andrew Borden. She was named after her father, Andrew, because her father wanted a boy. So, and he never got that boy. But so her father and her stepmother, they live very rich, or they are very rich, but they live very poor. So the girls, yeah, so they're very stingy with money. So the girls lived very poor. So Lizzie wanted more than that. She wanted to be with all the pretty girls and the pretty dresses, and that's what she wanted. And so she was kind of stuck. So she wasn't really happy with what her life was. So, and then the case happened.
The case happened.
What did she do?
What did she do?
I mean, there's no secret to what she did. There was a huge case back in the late 1800s. She murdered them.
Well, she was actually found innocent. So the case actually remains unsolved.
Excellent. So she was suspected of murdering them. Mm-hmm. Okay, well... Yeah. We're just looking at you a little sideways now.
Yes.
Might be a murderer.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Oh, how this goes round and round. There's O.J. Simpson, and we're still making shows about the trials.
This is kind of like the O.J. trial of the day. The dress is like the glove.
Right.
It's pretty opposite. It's a 13-year-old girl. You know, it's different.
It's a little different. All right. Well, Todd, did you want to introduce the band again, or are we going on to the next thing here?
Well, I brought a copy of the record found on vinyl, and it's not available anywhere in America. I had to find it on a website in Denmark, and so that was very interesting. But they sent it to my house. You can get anything, you know. And so, but the interesting thing, the show itself, they started doing some of this music, or you know what it's evolved from back in 1990. It was like a small, like four-song theater project in New York City, and then it, you know, and then a few years later, you know, a couple songs got added and it got changed, and then there was like a band the band that kind of took over playing the music for it. When it, you know, it went through a lot of years of, you know, development and evolution, and so and basically in 2013 they decided to make rather than have the show released and then make an album from it like they did with a lot of you know, like Jesus Christ Superstar and most of the musicals, the show will come out first and then the album will come out later from the cast. But what they did is they just got studio musicians and singers and they made the record first. Yeah. And so they were, you know, these guys were inspired by, you know, the stuff like Tommy, the concept of the rock opera album.
The rock opera, yeah.
Jesus Christ Superstar, The Wall is one of their influences, you know, so it's a kind of a continual concept. I think what they did is as they, you know, when they first started, it was a lot more confrontational musically, and then they had to add more narrative to it to kind of, you know, give some continuity to it. And then it, you know, and then so now it's a double album. So it's
nice.
It's a double album, and it was produced by... or engineered by Anthony Gallo. He's done, produced, or engineered stuff for John Legend and Carrie Underwood and Norah Jones and
his last name
Carly
is Gallo.
Song. Gallo, yeah. Mm. yeah. or Gallo, I don't know.
Oh, but, hey.
I don't know. But so the song that we've chosen to start with off of the album is called Gotta Get Outta Here. And it's quite a contrast to the one that we just played live, and it's a little louder, so I thought maybe we wouldn't do this in the studio, but I still wanted to share it with the audience.
All right.
And so that's on turntable 2, and
Thanks.
It should be queued up.
All right, we'll listen to from vinyl. It's Red, too. No, that one's not Red, but the first one's Red. All right, from the album, Lizzie.
Lizzie? Alice? Are you all right?
Yes. Yes, I'm fine.
What happened?
Nothing. I just...
Are you having troubles again
no.
with your...
Alice!
I gotta get out of here! Lizzie, listen to me.
I gotta...
Lizzie, you can tell me anything.
I gotta...
Lizzie, I won't give you away.
I gotta...
There's something hanging over me. A thunderstorm I can't see. I'm not afraid to die.
Wow. Okay, that is pretty cool. It must be quite the rock experience to be in this band, the Lizzie the Musical, in the orchestra and the band.
Yeah, that song is a lot of fun to play, and that was way outside of my comfort zone. It wasn't really my style, but I've adapted to it. We've had a lot of songs in here that, you know, there's a wide variety of styles that are in this show.
What we just listened to was off of the album from Lizzie the Musical, and Todd Winky, one of the guitarists from the show, and you're also a KUAC volunteer, so it's not surprising that you managed to get the vinyl all the way from Denmark, because you do all vinyl shows all the time, even if it's around midnight for Friday. It's a vinyl vault radio hour, so
yeah,
so fun.
I guess it's the nostalgia.
People love that. So it's great to have Flot After Dark here, the cast and crew from Lizzie, and we have a combination of the singers, the vocalists from the show, and the band is here, and they're all packed in here at the KUAC studios for Alaska Live, and there's a bunch of them. I haven't even counted. There's so many of them.
So, well, there's four singers and a four-piece band.
And you've all fit
so
in
there's,
here.
So there's eight of us right now. We would welcome, there's a book for a cello player, and we had a cello player and some circumstances changed, and so there's still, you know, there's not too much time left where we'd want to add anybody, but you know, I thought I might mention that, you know, if you play cello and this sounds cool to you, I mean, there's a book for you. And
there is a huge cast of Alaska cello intensive students out there. They've played on Alaska Live a few times, and they love playing rock music. I've heard them do Sweet Child of Mine, Welcome to the Jungle, Smooth Criminal.
This is right up their alley, uh-huh. So this is perfect. So we've got, right now, the show calls for another guitarist, and it's just, you know, I had a couple calls out, and I just decided to go ahead and I've told the ladies is that the singers in the group, what I've told them is that I'm playing the parts that are going to most help them and make them sound good. But what I'm really doing is playing the cool parts that are fun to play. And so,
they're not right here. They didn't hear
and,
that.
I had to take parts out of the other book and plug them in where I had songs that were I wasn't playing at all, or long rests where I didn't have anything to play, and just to keep the texture and to keep the instrumentation. So I've used basically bounce between the two books.
So Todd, what is it your idea to do Lizzie the Musical?
No,
for
this was
Jennifer's idea.
She found this show,
right on,
and she showed it to me, and we started listening to it, and and just all of a sudden one day she said, "Oh, these rights are available." So we said, "Let's do it."
Wow!
And
nice.
It hasn't been done very much.
I like to hear how things come to our town of Fairbanks, and so that's super cool.
Yeah, we have, Andrew Sheets on drums, and he's a great young drummer. He played with me. I cast him in a show as a drummer in the spring. We played together as the Crickets. Actually, we were the Crickets. And do you want to talk a little bit about your part in this show?
I think Andrew is up late on a school night, possibly. Is that what we've done?
It's the life of a rock star.
Uh-huh.
It's hard.
Talk a little bit about your part.
Hey, thanks for joining us late night on Alaska Live, Andrew.
You can hang.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I met Todd for the Buddy Holly story. We did that a little
right
bit
on,
ago.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun. And
with
so,
FDA.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And so when I heard that he was doing this, I kind of gave him a little nudge and was like, "Hey, so need a drummer?" So, what do you know? He needed a drummer. So
yeah,
one less person I had to search for. So I said, "I need a drummer." So you are the one.
Sweet.
And here I am, up late on a school night.
Yeah, yeah. You probably play late on school nights for like the pep band too and stuff, right?
Not the pep band, but yeah. I've advocated for a pep band. I like the more bands, the better, you know?
Yeah, totally. Well, thanks. And so is this a dream come true for you to play in a rock opera?
Yeah, actually, I'm a big fan of the rock opera. I've always loved The Who. So if I love The Who, that means I love rock operas. So
that's absolutely correct. Thanks for dragging yourself out from back from behind the drum kit there. It's kind of unusual for the drummer to be willing to do that, so thanks.
We found and we were kind of late finding a bass player, and then Keenan, I'm sorry. you had to keep mentioning that.
I didn't. See, that was
Keenan McCurdy.
Keenan came in and saved us, you know, because I was getting really nervous. I thought, oh no, it's really not going to be fun to do this without a bass player.
Oh, yeah,
so we
were
very lucky
player.
To find Keenan and.
Yeah, I may look like Jesus, but I didn't save anybody. Nola gave me... I'm just kidding.
Nola, keyboardist.
I just got the beard and long hair, I'm sorry. But Nola called me just a couple of weeks ago, and she said that we're doing a rock opera about murder. And I was pretty much just like right on board with that. So I've kind of been bragging about doing a rock opera about murder. So yeah, anyways, love to do a show.
Well, thank you for coming into Alaska Live, too. It's a really fun time to have all eight of you here. And what's next? Well, Nola is behind the keyboards, and she can probably not extricate herself from there. She can shout at that at Lizzie's mic for just a second or two.
How did you get dragged into this?
I was conned into this.
Oh, Nola, you're conned by your daughter?
No, I was conned by Jennifer.
We worked together with the Flot Junior team, and so we just decided to do this together because we're one big happy family.
I'm usually a vocalist, so this is kind of, it's been out of my comfort range. And so
you're usually a vocalist, so you're playing keyboards for this one.
Yeah, so nice. It's been eye-opening, and I'm glad I got the opportunity to do this. It actually got me to start playing the piano again, so that was a good thing. And
we're happy to have you here.
So
thanks a lot for
opportunity.
Oh, hell.
Oh,
we're turning his mic off. On to the next song.
Do you want to introduce this song?
Let's let Amanda.
All right, Amanda, why don't you introduce this song?
All right. This is a song called Maybe Someday that Alice sings to herself as she's pondering her friendship. Maybe someday your heart will be open. Maybe someday you will know. Maybe someday I will make you see that your secret's safe now. My secret's safe now. Your secret's safe now.
It's a little interlude.
That's a short part of that song. That song is one of the recurring themes that comes back continually through the show, and so that was like a real nice little standalone arrangement of that song that we thought we would do.
Nice. I like it when bands come in and sometimes tweak their material just a little bit for this studio and a musical. Obviously we can't put on a whole musical in here, and you can't do all the really loud tunes of the rock opera, Lizzie, but that was really sweet and beautiful. Jill,
nice,
right? Yeah. Jennifer.
I think we're just going to do another song.
That'd be great.
This one is called Shattercane and Velvet Grass, and this happens. I don't want to give away any spoilers. Maybe we'll listen and discuss after.
Okay, that sounds good.
It starts with a bit of dialogue. Miss Emma, you've forgotten your book? Oh, and she asked me to pack it special.
I shall take care of it for her. The Book of Household Poisons.
Time for Mrs. Borden's tea.
fire burn and toil, kettle bubble, water boil, some Ceylon, bitter trouble, very strong.
Prussic acid is one of the most rapidly acting toxins which affects mammals.
Black leaves and steep, settle cozy, dark asleep. Oh, soothe this day, milk and sugar, cup of tea.
Several common plants can accumulate large quantities. Shatter cane and velvet
and
grass,
toil,
sorghum
kettle,
and white clover,
bubble, water,
millipedes
song,
and burnet moths, flax when winter's over, cherry stones
and
apricots,
and
pale and milky
settle,
silent,
cozy,
poison forage, Prussian blue,
day, milk and sugar, cup of tea,
ferric ferrocyanide, 300 parts per million, prussic acid blue. Clear protoplasmic poison boils at 26 degrees and faintly tastes of almonds. Death is by paralysis of heart and respiration. Passes through unbroken skin. Careful, for it's found within. Shatter cane and velvet grass, sorghum and white clover, millipedes and burnet moths, flax when winter's over, cherry stones and apricots, pale and milky silent, poison forage, Prussian blue, beautiful and violent. Following directions in the book of household poisons, a drop dropped in the milk and hope that she'll enjoy some. Mind you, don't forget to close your eyes and hold your breath. But wouldn't it be easy now? A perfect little death. Just drop a grain into her tea. Mrs. Borden, R.I.P. Shatter cane and velvet grass, sorghum and white clover, millipedes and burnet moths, flax when winter's over, cherry stones and apricots, pale and milky silent, poison forage, Prussian blue, beautiful and violent, shatter cane and velvet grass, sorghum and white clover, millipedes and burnet moths, flax when winter's over, cherry stones and apricots, pale and milky silent, poison forage, Prussian blue, beautiful and silent.
Oh my, Lizzie, were you thinking of poisoning your parents possibly? Because that's not what the liner notes on the Flot Show website say.
It was pondered, I think.
Yes.
She, her sister forgot her book.
Yeah.
And so I think maybe her sister kind of put that into her mind.
Or Maggie.
Or Maggie.
Me?
Or Bridget.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
A lot of names.
So yeah. In real life, are you learning a little bit about chemistry and botany?
Yeah. I was like, apricots, they have prussic acid in them. I did not know that. That was kind of cool.
And shatter cane. We're not quite sure what that is in real life yet, are we?
I don't know.
So we don't know if it,
chemistry knows.
Probably does not grow in Alaska, but does grow in New England, apparently, where this takes place. What a beautiful lead you sing in
a lot
of these songs,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
So impressive. Do you sing in school also?
I did sing in school.
Yeah.
And I do a lot of shows like this.
Okay,
like,
gotcha.
Just Flot shows and that kind of stuff, yeah.
So you were part of Flot.
Yeah.
This is not your first season.
Yeah, this
great.
Is not my first rodeo.
Not your first rodeo? All right. Yeah. This is It's wonderful to have the cast and crew from Flot After Dark. It's a new premiere production. It's a new idea for Flot, right? Of this After Dark, a little edgier, more towards the PG or
it is, yeah.
PG-13,
and this particular
you say?
Production was one that we pulled together as a, you know, it was the very first show. We wanted to make sure that everything meshed really well together while we were trying this out. So this was not an audition show. It's almost kind of a fundraiser or a project. We all worked on our own costumes. There's no costume designer. We're all doing everything together. We kind of make decisions together. You know, Todd does the music and I do kind of the production piece as far as schedules and things like that to kind of keep everything in order. But we've all kind of worked together our rehearsals. We are always together at rehearsals. Other people can direct things for Flot After Dark, too. You know, it can be something someone thinks, hey, I have a really great show, and it has a cast of 5 people, and I think it'd be great. They can come, and they can present it to the Flot board and talk about, you know, what they'd like to see done and what they maybe would like to do and do it, you know, with auditions and things. But because this was the first time, we wanted to make sure that we had just a group that gelled really well together. And got this all just moving smoothly for just a new, you know, kind of fun branch of Flot.
And there's no apologies necessary for putting together a cast and crew for your first premiere, Flot After Dark.
Right.
Because it has, you know, some adult themes, some adult language.
Sure.
And not that you can't bring your teenager to it, though, I take it.
No, and it just, you know, it's kind of know your kids, you know, shows, listening to shows like this and just kind of being aware of what you're taking your kids to. It's kind of a PG-13. Yeah. There is language, but again, everything else is references. There is no nudity. There is no actual gore. There is no stage blood and things like that.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So it's mostly suspense and the
it is. It's
tale.
A lot of, it's really, it's again, the kind of the plain theater, the characters popping. It's about the rock, which I guess he's going to tell you about right now.
It's all about the rock and roll, isn't it?
Yeah. And this one off of the record is called Why Are All These Heads Off?
And, oh, my.
There is a, you know, without giving too much away, and probably by now the audience has created a drinking game whenever you hear the words give it all away.
Right.
Like they're so so we don't want to give it all away. Whoop, there goes another. So we'll just listen to the song. And,
all right. And this is, again, from the album that you procured from Denmark.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Miss Lizzie, your father doesn't want you nor Miss Russell up in the barn no more.
Maggie, what do you have there?
Listen to me, Lizzie, it's bad, and I don't know how to say this, but your father saw you in the barn. He saw you go up there with Alice. He said, I told her to leave those birds alone. They're sick and dark and filthy. Then he took an axe and chopped their heads off one by one. He killed them.
Tongue and it's been rising up for years. My world is growing darker. He is shutting out the light. There's no way out of this pressure cooker. No way out alive.
As the track fades from the vinyl version of Lizzie the Musical, the rock opera that Flot After Dark here, the Fairbanks Light Opera Theater is doing here the second and third weekend of October 14th through 16th and the 21st through the 23rd is their run of their live stage production. And again, Jennifer, where is that at? It's at Dance Theater Fairbanks.
Dance Theater Fairbanks. You can get tickets at flot.org. Just follow the links for Lizzie. You can buy them at the door an hour before showtime, but I wouldn't wait.
I wouldn't wait. Yeah. No, you're right. Wow. That's going to be a fun one on stage to do. We didn't hear it live here in the studio, but there was some headbanging going on and air guitaring going on here at the KUAC Alaska Live Studios with the cast and crew of Lizzie. And you guys are going to perform another song live here.
Yes.
This song actually comes right after the song you just heard.
Okay.
Rain that hasn't yielded. Thunder rumbles low, but still no storm.
Such angelic voices for such a chilling murder ballad. Oh. The cast and crew of Lizzie the Musical from Flot After Dark, their premiere production, are here with me, Lori Neufeld, in the Alaska Live studios. And what a treat this is late on a Wednesday night to hear some selections from this new production that you've put together. I think it's going to be grand, and it's going to be something to see there. Second and third weekend of October at Dance Theater Fairbanks. Jennifer.
We're just going to sing another song.
Oh, that sounds great.
If you're good with it. I was going to let Jill, who plays Emma Borden, talk a little bit about the next song is called Questions, and it is kind of a little bit about the court case. So I'm going to let Jill talk about that. She's okay. Real good at it.
Jill plays the older sister of Lizzie.
So, that's right. This show has been great for
geeky, nerdy research into the actual court case. It's been really fascinating. Most of our lines actually come directly from the testimony. And looking into it, there were so many things that surprised me that I didn't know, because most people know the children's rhyme, but that's it. I thought Lizzie was a teenager who killed her parents, and she's not. She's in her 30s. Emma's in her 40s. That might explain some of their anger. They're just kind of discontented with their life. But you can go online. Of course, everything's online.
Yeah.
And you can find the transcripts from the case. I learned that Lizzie actually didn't testify, but they did an inquest like before. And she was on morphine. And
She requested to not be.
Right. And so they she had the Dream Team lawyers. And so she didn't have to testify in court.
1800s.
Yes.
Yeah.
1892.
And, you know, at this point, Lizzie was quite wealthy and could afford really excellent representation. She had, I think, the former governor was one of her lawyers. She had the dream team of the time. So.
Interesting.
I think that helped her out a little bit.
Yeah, I think probably now you can't benefit from your suspected victim's inheritance. That was probably something that, we didn't think of that.
Yeah.
You know, that loophole.
Wow. So this next song is kind of from the courtroom?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it kind of revolves around Alice. They want to know, we all want to know, what does Alice know or what does Alice think and what is she going to say in court? We're not quite sure.
Yeah. All right.
Lizzie, what have you done? I'm afraid the worst thing you could have done was to burn that dress. The police have been asking questions.
Why didn't you come tell me? Why did you let me do it?
Questions all about your dresses.
Alice, what did you tell them?
Questions and more questions. Answering questions, questions, more and more questions, questions, everyday questions, questions, filling my mind with questions.
Answering questions, questions, more and more questions, questions, everyday questions, questions, filling my mind with questions.
What do you know? Who told you that? What's that you say?
Questions, questions, everyday questions, questions, filling my mind with questions.
What do you know?
Did you know that they've been murdered?
Who told you that?
Did you see him with your
What's
own
that
eyes?
You say?
Did he have enemies?
Who would do this to them? What did you see?
Were you there when it happened?
Were you alone?
Did your mother have a
see anybody else?
Near the house?
Were there
street?
Strangers around?
Answering questions, questions, more and more questions, questions, everyday questions, questions, filling my mind with questions.
How about at home?
Was everybody cordial?
Did they share all their meals?
Did you ever call her mother?
What about their dad?
Cast your bonds, poverty,
written a will. Any weapons found?
Have you ever used a hatchet?
What about an axe?
Did your father kill some pigeons?
What did you do?
Did you buy pills in there?
Was everybody sick?
Answering questions, questions, more and more questions, questions, everyday questions, questions, filling my mind with questions. Answering questions, questions, more and more questions, questions, everyday questions, questions, filling my mind with questions.
What did you hear?
What time did you hear?
It sound like a groan, or maybe like a squishy go to the bar.
Did you laugh on
was
the stairs?
Blood on her hands. What did she wear?
Was she wearing a blue dress?
Stained at the hem.
Did she change to
another one on the skirt?
Are you sure just
did
a drop?
Burn that thing up.
Thing up.
Oh, wow. Nice work. And it's a all-female cast of singers in Lizzie, and some really powerful voices in this group. So I do recommend that you see them on stage, as well as stay tuned for their finale here on Alaska Live, too. And you can see them on stage at Dance Theater Fairbanks. Lizzie runs through the second weekend and the third weekend of October. And it's, the music is really chilling, actually. It's perfect to do the month of October right before Halloween. I think you chose wisely there, Jennifer.
We saw, Jill and I were directing a summer camp, and we got our hands on this DVD from a college that did it, and we saw it, and I can't pay attention to things, so I was riveted for the entire 2 hours, and I didn't move and looked at the TV, and I thought, oh, we should probably do this sometime. Yeah. And I've checked for a long time to see if the rights became available, and when they did, it was like, yay, now how do we do this? So we kind of were able to pull it together.
Way to go. And this Alaska Live show is part of pulling it together. You know, you probably are not completely set to go with your production, but you sound great already. And so obviously you've been working on this for quite some time.
We have been rehearsing since the first week in September.
Oh, yeah.
And Keenan, we didn't get until just, I mean, really not that many weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Your bass player just got to you 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's, it has,
2 weeks,
yeah.
Yeah,
nice. It's been just a few weeks, and we do rehearse 3 times a week and in between, and pretty much takes over all the time.
I bet. As a show will, I'm sure. Well, what is next? Do we have another song from the cast here?
I do.
Okay.
Don't give anything away.
Oh yeah, don't give anything away, because that's important to keep the suspense. Well, you can just launch into it too. That's okay too.
Lizzie does go to trial, and this is her on her way to the jailhouse.
All right.
A $5,000 reward to be paid to anyone who may secure the arrest and conviction of the person or persons who occasioned the death of our father
and his wife. Until that time, we pray that the Lord will sustain us.
Out of the depths I cry to thee.
Should mourn.
my soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning.
Well, there's nothing like sisterly harmonies, and you've nailed that stage-wise. You know, I mean, you could have convinced me that you're sisters in real life, but it was the sisters, the Borden sisters singing there. Wow, that was just gorgeous. Plus, the Borden's maid and housemaid was singing with you there, too, right? Are you called the housemaid? I don't know.
I'm the housemaid. Yeah, I don't know what I am. Talker. I'm like...
They call her the wrong name.
They call her. Yeah. I just answer to whatever.
We need someone to clean up after us.
That's right.
Oh, well, that must be a hard job with those Bordens.
They're real messy.
They're real messy.
I'm just going to be honest.
You've never had to make us any breakfast, though.
No. Yeah, that is one common thing throughout the show. I'm always asking what they want for breakfast. Nobody wants to eat around here.
Oh.
I think because, you know, all the blood. They're a little sick to their stomach.
They're a little sick. They're sick with worry.
That's right.
It's like Buddy Holly, too. I was asking, did you eat?
That's right.
So you can go to flot.org to find out more about the shows of Lizzie with Flot After Dark. And I know that we've got a little bit more... on vinyl here too, and so Todd, you'll let us know about. Of course, you're the vinyl guy.
So what, one more song on the record on the red vinyl, the second record on turntable one. This one's called "Into Your Wildest Dreams," and this one's a lot of fun. This whole show in general has probably been one of the most fun I've ever gotten to play. On guitar. So this is another one that I wish we were playing it. They do it real fine justice on the album, of course.
So do you play this during the show, though?
All the stuff that's been played from the record, that's all stuff that we all have rehearsed and been playing and will play in the show.
Yeah.
It's just a little loud for your room here.
Totally,
Lori,
so understand. We fit 8 of the cast and orchestra in here. So, it's crowded, but it's been a great show. And this is going to round out the evening for Alaska Live. And
thanks a lot for having us.
Hey,
thank you a lot.
Thank you. You guys were really wonderful. And so we're going to listen to this last song, "Into Your Wildest Dreams," off of the vinyl. And this is from Lizzie the Musical.
We'll be right back.
And for those of you who are just rediscovering or discovering vinyl for the first time, man, that is a good sound. Even the sound of it winding up to speed is pretty fun, I have to say. Hey, thanks so much to the cast and crew of Lizzie the Musical. I hope you all can see it. It's at downtown in Fairbanks, Dance Theater Fairbanks. It runs the second and third weekend of October, and you can find out more about that at flot.org. I'm your host for Alaska Live. I'm Lori Neufeld. Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.